Hey, everybody, welcome to a very special edition of Soap Dish Salem Style. I am your host, Tony Ann, and with me I've got Michael and Dylan. Say hello.
Hey, y'all.
Hi, also known as Malice Horton.
Good Lord. Okay, so
Go to
this week,
hell, dear.
not yet, it's not my time. This week, we are doing a very special story spotlight episode. We are doing a continuation of our Tale of Two Romans, and this week we are going to be focusing on the affair
Wait,
of
wait,
John
wait,
and
wait, wait,
Mileta.
wait, 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 wait. First off, happy Halloween dishes.
Oh, that's right. We are taking a bit of a mini hiatus, so we will be off next week because of Halloween. So this will kind of
Who
have.
you gonna be for Halloween, Tony?
I have not decided yet.
I'm a pistol. Like I am all 364 other days of the year.
I'm getting my new wheelchair on Halloween, so I have to try kind of figure out a cool new costume to go with it. I
Ooh,
have to
maybe you
think
can
on
be
it.
Ricky Bobby.
I'm gonna go fast.
Yeah, we fuck with that.
Right, well, we are diverting way off the path here, but
They
we
love it
are.
anyway.
That is true, they do. We are doing a story spotlight on the John and Marlena affair, and there is a lot to cover. So we are just going to jump right in. All right, so we pick up the story in fall of 1992. Isabella has died and John is grieving. Marlena is supporting him, and this brings out Roman's insecurities. Roman and Marlena have spent most of this year trying to pretend like everything is fine, but little fractures have formed over time. These fractures come out in a knockdown, drag out fight with Marlena and Roman before Marlena leaves for a business trip. This is one of the most iconic scenes for me in all of Roman and Marlena's relationship tenure because that fight is so brutal and real, and they were both making points throughout that entire fight. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think it's interesting because I feel like you can't fight like that with someone unless there's a deep, like a profound connection between the two of you. Because otherwise, you don't care enough to get in there and swing like that.
Unless you're like me and like winning arguments.
No, but even still, this was different. Because when you can always tell when a Brady man is fighting just because they're fighting and they want to win and they're stubborn. This was different than that.
Yeah, I could tell
This
it was different for Marlena when she turned around and said, "Don't you dare tell me how to feel."
was different for Roman too. Like Roman felt like he was losing his wife and he was fighting ugly to try to keep her, which not necessarily the method I think that would work, but he was just trying to kind of like shock her into realizing there's a problem because they never really addressed the fact that he was gone for 7 years, that she believed another man was him. They just tried to sweep all of that under the rug and get back to life as normal.
Now, to be
And
fair, he didn't give her a chance. He left.
that's the thing. And then they didn't really get a whole lot of time because he left to go undercover to go rescue Beau. And it was like things kept happening and things kept getting pushed and pushed under the carpet. And then
And people were dying.
when Marlena started focusing on work and things started to sort of separate them, and then you add in John becoming a factor again, it all just got very, very ugly. And that fight was 10 minutes uninterrupted. Like that fight literally went on an entire segment without an interruption. They didn't cut to a different scene, nothing.
Yeah,
Deidre.
it was a lot, but it was really good drama because it was so
They have
rooted
good
in character.
angsty. They have good angsty fight energy.
It was all like drama that we've for the most part, it was everything in that fight was the culmination of the entire year since they returned. Like all of the things they were talking about were things that we saw on screen. So it was like you could look back at all of those things that may have seemed fine in the moment, but then when you go back and you really kind of dissect those things and you really look at them, you can see that it's not quite fitting exactly the same as it used to.
I honestly, while doing this research project, should have went back and watched Marlena processing Roman's death, because I haven't seen that. Like, she said she was lost and
She
just didn't,
was, 'cause
or she just
from
didn't know what to do, and she was raising the kids, and I'm like, I know that logically, but I haven't seen it to feel it, if that makes sense.
and another thing to add into this too, the one guy that she fell for before Roman came back in 1986 ended up being a dirty cop, and I believe a rapist.
Was that the
Dylan.
one that the blonde guy?
Yes.
The
Yeah.
yeah, I like vaguely, I have like vague, the vaguest recollection of that. And I, yeah, it was not a good time.
No, it was definitely not a good time. So she,
Because
so, so she.
I think he was like on, I think he was either moving drugs or on drugs, or it was a lot.
Yeah, it was a lot. So when she says, "I so desperately wanted him to be you," when you look back at what was going on in her life before Roman came, well, John, but Roman came back in 1986, you can actually see that being the truth. But this fight was honestly such an excellent setup to everything that came later. Because this fight needed to happen in order for Marlena to be gone for as long as she was without any questions really being raised.
Well, did it? Because, never mind. Because I'll be spoiling the story with my question, so I'll get there when we get there.
We have anything else we want to say on the fight, or do we want to segue into the next part of this?
I think we can.
All right.
Well, no, I actually have some more things.
Okay.
The way Roman just let her leave was wild to me. But that's
See, at that point, it was like, well, what am I like? It was to the point where he could tell that her guard was up and that there was no way that he could break through her defenses. So at that point, it was like, what am I gonna do?
you think it was the who are you saving it for comment that kind
Yeah.
of ended it? Yeah,
Yeah.
that was nasty.
That.
Nasty, nasty word. I don't know how you can walk that one back.
And I think he knew it too.
He did, which is why he didn't go after her. And
Yeah, but I
the
would at least attempt it. You know what I mean? I don't know if
well,
it's just me, but I can't have no heinous fight like that and not at least try to patch it up in that moment.
and
Because if you let a fight like that fester, it gets worse.
then the thing he said as she was leaving, like after she walked out, he said something like, you know all about defenses, Doc. Oh, because
Oh, yeah, that was nasty.
she's like, I always drive defensively, and he's like, you would know about defenses, wouldn't you, Doc? And it's just like, oh God.
I'm not even gonna lie, that I always drive defensively line sent me. That was such a smart ass remark.
Yeah,
Oh man. They were going at it.
they were.
They were. And it's honestly, I think, one of my favorite soap fights ever.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's gotten that raw. Cause I think I have a little PTSD, can't even lie.
And the amount of trust you have to have as actors to be able to go that ugly.
I'm honestly shocked Marlena didn't slap him.
Yeah, I thought that. Who are you saving it for? I thought,
Almost thought she was
I thought she
gonna.
was gonna backhand the shit out of him.
Honestly.
actually thought she was going to spit at him. That's what, because like if you look at the look on her, that's what it looked like. Because she was like so, like it actually looked like he slapped her when, bro, you when know he how said that.
You got to be the spit on somebody.
Right.
But that's how
that happened. Oh my God. But yeah, that fight was nasty. Top five fight.
Definitely.
But we can now segue into what happens next. On her way to this business trip, Marlena gets kidnapped by Stella Lombard. Marlena had been treating the Lombard family, and Stella became increasingly jealous of Marlena the closer her husband Roger became to her. She threw her in a pit and left her there. Marlena's family believed she was away at a conference and left messages for her, and Marlena was able to hear these messages while in the pit because apparently you can forward calls to an answering service in 1992. Who knew?
What the hell is an answering service?
It's basically, okay, like, you know how...
Is it like a call center that takes your...
Yeah, basically, like, after hours, like, if you call your doctor after hours, and, like, that person, and, like, someone will pick up and take a message and be like, we'll get it to them in the morning.
Hmm. They didn't have answer machines?
Well, it was basically an answering machine, but it was just hilarious that they were able to do this in 1992.
I'm telling you, the pre-sack escape times is so wild to me. Like, I had all these things, and I'm just like, well, why didn't they just use the answering machine? Oh, goodness. But anyways, you said in the headline, Stella Lombard got increasingly jealous. She got increasingly mentally ill?
Because listen,
that shit. That's the only way you can put it.
She's absolutely fucking insane.
Wow. You know, like, listen,
nuttier than squirrel shit. Crazier than a fish with titties.
At the very least, Kristen had a reason to be around the bend, because Marlena really did want her man.
She loved her, and
she lost a child. So, like, because the cheese didn't really start sliding off Kristen's cracker until she lost that baby in Paris. Like, that sent her over the edge. And I do think, if I remember correctly, that part of why the Lombards were in counseling is because she did lose a child. Like, I think the eldest child died.
No, it was because Roger was an alky.
That too. I think it was an amalgamation of a bunch of things.
And then didn't want nothing to do with her no more because she was crazy.
And the closer, you know, Roger was getting closer and closer to Marlena and distancing himself from Stella. And Stella just got increasingly insecure and increasingly jealous, which brought out her craziness. And so naturally, she throws Marlena in a pit.
Right? Because that is just the logical. Bro,
that should not have been funny. But how Marlena got in that pit had me howling to the moon. No, not this. And then she let out that loud ass Tom and Jerry scream as she went down.
It was a lot. The camp was camping.
It really was. Like,
it wasn't a good camp, because good camp makes you go, okay, that's campy. It doesn't make you laugh like fuck.
Also, another aside, do we agree with the outfit that Marlena was wearing? That when she, like, would this be an outfit if you were going to get kidnapped you would want to be wearing for a horse age?
No, because it was all white.
Yeah, my girl was, she was struggling.
And she was down there for weeks for a while.
No shower.
Literally, it was literally, because I think it was like, I want to say around Halloween 92 when the fight happened. She was not found until like December 7th or 8th. So that's like a month and a half.
Where was she used in the bathroom?
That is always my question when people get like taken hostage and stuff.
No. When John was held in that mausoleum, chained to that column during the second possession, I kept wondering, well, where's the piss and shit?
I just assumed he was wearing Depends.
But wait a minute, he was there for a while. His cup overflowed, Tony.
True. But
see,
now,
see, this is why y'all need to write this stuff in there. When Marlena got kept in the secret room, which would be a good story to recap, y'all tell us in the comments of what y'all think. But when Marlena got kept in the secret room, they made it clear to tell us that there was a bathroom in there. Hell, Marlena spent the whole episode in the bathroom, one episode.
That's true. Now, I have watched this story a few different times. I watched it in my original Jarlena binge.
This is my first time. I'm a virgin.
About a decade it's rare. Ago. Then I watched it again when I did the full episodes a couple years ago. And then I was kind of revisiting it as I was clipping it this go round. And the first time I watched it, it completely creeped me the entire fuck out. Like, I could not watch it. I was fast-forwarding through a lot of it. And then when I hit the full episode era, I was like, oh, this actually isn't as bad. And then I was completely fine when I was clipping it and rewatching it. Were you guys creeped out by anything when you were watching it?
I think I was too busy laughing.
Yeah, I wasn't really creeped out. It was just like, oh, she is really crazy. Because
no, it like, was
like she just got that, increasingly.
I hit that point when she tried to seduce Roger with the lingeries. And
yeah, I said okay,
and he showed absolutely no interest at all. He leaves and she goes, "It's happening. It's all happening. He's gonna take me back," and I'm like, "Oh, honey."
And it, when that failed, correct me if I'm wrong, that's when she decided Marlena had to die?
And, like, I don't know how
yeah,
she...
Yeah, like, he was just going to leave her down there and go to New York.
Like, this makes sense to you.
But also, I want to talk about how, like, Marlena never stopped fighting. Every other day, she was trying to find a way out. She was literally clawing through dirt. She tried to climb up to the top of the pit at least 3 or 4 times. Like, the one thing you can never say about Marlena is that she sits there and takes it. She will fight her way out.
Yeah, she better than me. The anxiety would have took me out.
And then she was trying, correct me if I'm wrong again, wasn't she trying to actually have therapy sessions with Stella?
Yeah. Yeah. She was trying to get through to her. But Sis was gone.
Gone. Completely
yeah, at
gone.
That point, you got to go to the hospital. It's like, no saving that.
It's literally insane. And, like, Marlene is just literally sitting there listening to her family leave her these messages. And, like, it's torture. Like, Sammy and Eric were literally sent to Colorado in the time that Marlena was gone. So, like, she left and she still had her children at home. She comes back and they're in Colorado.
Well, she approved them going. I remember that.
She did. I couldn't
because
remember.
She heard Caroline's voice, Marlena. I hope this message finds you well. If you please get it, please call. It's Roman. He's been shot and he's in a coma. But anyway,
right?
Your mom called. She wants to have the kids over for Thanksgiving. If I don't hear back from you, I'm just going to put them on the plane and have them pick them up. I'm going to ask Roman whenever he wakes. And please, if you get this call us back. We love you. She left a long-ass voicemail. I would just call back in that period.
Right.
You can do that. You can do that back then because you could literally let it run till the tape runs out. Now they give you a time limit.
But anyway, was that a good impression? Because I hope I captured that phone call well.
You did. You did. Were there any other standout moments of Marlena actually in the pit for you guys?
Marlena being scared of the dark.
Yeah, that was. I honestly had did not remember that until like I watched it back.
It was such a, it was like, I know that comes later in her actual rescue, but it's a good thing to bring up now. You can act like if you're literally sitting there in the dark for so long and you don't actually see light and you don't have any choice in the matter, it was such a good beat for them to play that, like, when she was finally rescued and home again, she couldn't be in the dark. Because a
I
lot of
might drop.
times,
Oh, sorry.
When people get rescued from kidnappings, they don't play the beats of the trauma that they've actually been through.
I might drop an episode of me giving a monologue of all the voicemails Marlena got during that period. Because Roman gave her hell on that one, too. I understand that you're mad at me, Doc, but you could have
Right.
got, why would you take it out on your children? And
In
then
my
John, I just ran into Roman. He's raising all types of hell. You need to call up your child.
I will
That's a
say the
lot.
I will
Yeah,
say
like that whole story was nuts, bro.
and the only time people like John really started to worry is when Roman got shot and Marlena just didn't even call or nothing. And it's like,
Yeah, that's from Caroline. Look her voice message because she's like, well, girl, come on, pull up. We don't know if he gonna make it. Vivian dying in the next room.
and then we segue into like the end of the pit portion of the story, which is absolutely insane because eventually, Stella decides to come clean, but she's killed in a car crash before she can. It's literally insane. Okay.
No. Hold on. You ain't telling the whole story, child. He died in the car crash, all right. Let me tell y'all how Stella Lombard died in the car crash. Stella gets out and gets into a payphone booth, which, again, the before times is so wild. She gets to the payphone booth and calls Abe and says, Abe, I'm not crazy and I'm a good person, but I have to tell you something. Soon as she said that, a truck drove on the passing light.
Did she say it's about Marlena, or was the Marlena thing just what she said to who,
No, hold
her
on.
son?
Let me get there. Let me get there. Let me get there. She says, I have to tell you something. Just at that moment, did J.E. Did James E. Reilly start writing at that exact moment? Because a truck hit a patch of ice and knocked the shit out that
Like,
So
really?
her son runs up and
Really?
tries to resuscitate her. All the bitch could say, this how you know he knocked the hell out of her. Marlena. Marlena. I got to tell you about Marlena.
It gets even crazier because meanwhile, Roman and John are becoming increasingly suspicious when she doesn't get in contact after Roman gets shot. Marlena is able to convince a homeless man to bring the answering machine to the pub on Thanksgiving.
Wait,
He
wait, wait,
puts.
wait, wait. You're skipping ahead. You're skipping ahead. So, John done been to the building the pit located in, right, y'all? So, Marlena's too weak to scream, and he finds an earring because he's about to clear that building out and demolish it. And this is an important part. I'm not rambling.
Oh, yes, that's right. I did forget about the earring. Thank you.
So, he finds the earring. He was like, oh, well, somebody would be looking for this. This is a sharp earring. So he puts it in his pocket and walks out the building. The earring is Marlena's, right?
Yeah, and doesn't Carrie recognize it later?
Okay, I want to have a moment on that. So y'all know I call her not Carrie. I was kind of feeling her this go round. She was starting to warm up to me.
But that's always the way in Salem. You finally start to hit your groove just as you're about to leave, because literally
Yeah.
by January,
By
then
a few, yeah, by a few months, well, hell, a few weeks, the real
Christy's back.
terror was back. Yeah.
Yeah, Christy's back in January. So it was like she's fine, like, and I think it's also too because they at this point they had mellowed her out a lot and let her actually be who Carrie was supposed to be,
Well,
because
yeah, because she grew up, because she came back. Like, my daddy ain't my daddy, so I'm finna be mad at everybody. Like,
they basically tried to make Carrie Sammy. The audience must have raised complete and total hell, so they mellowed her out in time for
and
the.
then brought Sammy back and gave her a reason to be Sammy.
Exactly. Because they tried to do like this, the
But then again,
scheming.
Carrie, I'm sorry, but Carrie would have had a reason to be Sammy. I come back and my daddy ain't my damn daddy by a mulligan and not by some. Well, that could have been a shot with Anna, but hey, I would be mad too, especially considering John did majority of the raising of Carrie.
Yeah,
But
it was.
anyway. I guess y'all just wasn't ready.
I
Just like
think
y'all
it's just
wasn't
the way
ready.
they tried to do it. It was so abrupt.
And then making Lawrence Alamein the hill she wanted to
Yeah,
die on.
that
That was.
part.
Well, not only that, it's kind of hard to have Carrie addressing the Roman John elephant in the room, and Roman John and Marlena aren't willing to do it.
That part. Because they really didn't. But I will say, this is like Roman and John really, you can kind of see like Roman and John really do work well together, because they had finally started to like get a clue and realize that something's not right. So they realized that she never made her plane.
Hell, they realized that she landed in DC and just floated off in the air.
No, they realized that she never even boarded the plane to DC. She never got to the conference.
Well, no, before they realized she never got on the plane to DC, they was like, we went to DC, and like they went all out. He went to DC and checked every hotel, every seminar building, everything. Could not find her.
And again, another part of this whole crazy story is like a homeless man comes into the building and
Wait,
she
first his
talks.
dog comes and Marlena tries to coax him into saving her from that big ass pit with a turkey leg.
Hilarious.
They were doing a lot. And I know
Yeah, it was a lot.
it wasn't supposed to be funny, but listen.
Oh yes, her trying to lure him there with the turkey leg was peak Looney Tunes.
And then, correct me if I'm wrong, she was like, get this to Sean Brady. But she didn't
Right,
specify
like,
Sean Brady Sr., so he sees little Sean at the pub and then just randomly decides it to drop it and drop the answering machine in Brady's stroller. Like, this thing went on as long of a field trip as the damn puzzle box did.
yeah, it was a lot.
And then it just sat in John's apartment.
Forever.
Felt like forever.
Yeah, and then Carrie was like, oh, by the way, we found this machine. And then John's like, answering machine, what the hell are you talking about? So then he plugs it in and
No,
plays
no.
it.
Hold on. First, she sees the earring and be like, oh, that looks like Marlena's earring. What you doing with Marlena's earring, John? And he was like, Marlena's earring. I found this randomly. And then she goes on about the this is how you know we just watched this shit, guys. Because y'all know I will remember this shit. Anyways, this is how you know they was just trying to hurry up and end this story. Because then she randomly decided to bring up the damn phone machine.
And he plugs it in, he plays it, and he's like, what the hell? Why are all of Doc's messages in my living room?
Also, some random side tidbit. I truly believe that they were just going along and doing whatever the fuck they wanted to do around this period because they were chem testing Lisa Rinna and John.
Yeah, they kind of were. It was weird.
Yeah, because he saw her high as a kite out there in the street and he was trying to save her but she didn't want to be saved. And I was like, oh, this is the classic story. And then I guess Carly decided she wanted to leave. And they was like, well, we'll just throw her the bowl.
There was a lot of that because I, like, back in the day, it's just like random chemistry testing that didn't really go anywhere.
Yeah, because Austin and Jennifer Rose was given.
Yeah.
They was given. Wildly, they were given. I wanted to see that.
Which, when you realize that Austin is Abby's bone marrow donor when she gets sick with aplastic anemia, it doesn't feel as random with the Austin-Jennifer connection that they built up. Because before I had watched the full episodes, I had always thought, well, damn, Austin being a donor feels random as fuck, but okay, cool. And then when I watched it, I was like, oh, well, that makes more sense now.
Which makes it even weirder considering what Abigail did.
Oh, man.
That was almost your deity.
With that Austin's face. It's not even, like, she did it with that.
Yeah,
like
with the right one. Like, oh, okay.
They so shady for that. They knew what they was doing. They had to have known. There was a lot of chemistry testing going on that should I would like to see. Another one is Mike and Marlena, but I guess we'll cover that whenever we do OG possession, if we do it.
Also, Mike and Gina before they solidified that Gina was Hope.
Yeah,
which is just weird, and we don't want to talk about that.
We don't talk about that.
All right, well, it's just weird. I don't want no parts of that.
So they blood cousins. You can't try to explain that away. No.
See what I'm saying? This goes back to what we were saying on the main podcast last week. Days has always had a bit of incestual in them.
That's nasty. let's move on.
Well, moving on to the next little highlight here. By this point, Roman and John already know Marlena is missing and the answering machine is the last piece. He rushes over to the building where the pit is before it's demolished. He finds Marlena but is unable to get her out before the demolition continues. John and Marlena are now stuck together.
Okay. You could have kept going on this paragraph, but if you see this fucking outline, y'all be grateful she didn't.
That's okay. Exactly why I didn't, because I knew you were already going to have a seizure when you saw the length of the outline. But if I had made this whole entire, these two bullets, one giant paragraph, you would have passed the fuck out.
Well, I wasn't reading all that shit anyway. But anyways, when they finally got John down in that pit, they started cooking with grease. Because everybody started, it was some gas that was making everybody talk going on in that pit. Because everybody started talking the talk. Even Marlena, who was whispering the whole time, had to turn my surround sound up.
Yeah, the audio and visuals in this part of the story.
Ooh, booty butt cheeks. Booty butt cheeks. That shit was ass. Hell, my mom came down the stairs and said, you can't even see that shit. Why y'all watching that?
Yeah, it was not the
greatest. It wasn't the best. Peacock, get hey, Peacock, if you want our monies, give it to us who was in the HD.
Please. I would give anything to get that.
My sugar Tony gonna pay for it for me.
Yes, I will. All right. And the closer John and Marlena get to dying, the closer they get emotionally.
Honestly, being stuck too, together. I thought they was gonna muster the strength to make love before they died. Not even gonna hold you.
Honestly, if Roman didn't show up when he did, I'm 95% sure they would have.
Well, no, because they thought it was dying at that moment. Had it been another hour or two longer, they probably would have made love in a we're about to die anyways moment.
But the pit love confessions is honestly one of my favorite things because...
But here's the thing. I wouldn't even call it love confessions, so to speak. Because... they beat around the bush. If you really look at those scenes, they didn't specifically say, I'm still in love with you, but it was implied.
Yeah, it basically unlocked all of the feelings that they had kept buried since Roman came back. And before they can actually fully admit them, Roman rescues them.
Maybe it was just me. But Roman coming to rescue Marlena kind of made me a little bit of a Rolena fan. Just a little bit.
The way she sobbed into his arms. Oh my God.
No, it was her, him finding her that got me. Because they played the Rolena thing. And all years, Marlena croaked, please take me home. And Roman goes, I'm going to take you home, honey. Just hold on. I got up from my couch and I jumped up and down.
Yeah, I will say Roman and Marlena's theme hits.
It was, I don't know, maybe it's the concept of home to me that does it for me. But when characters say, take me home, and you know where they're going, it gets me. The concept of home is a big construct to me, and that hit me in my feels. A plus scenes to the writers on that one.
But you can also see that things have changed between John and Marlena as they come out of the pit.
Yeah, John a strong man, because I would have hit Roman for hugging on Marlena like that after saving us. It would some conversations would have had to been had. Because you can't go back from that. And they attempted, and we'll get to what happens when they attempted.
Yeah. Dylan, what were your thoughts on the rescue and everything?
It was swoony. It really was. And it's like, it was one of those moments that kind of reminds you that, yeah, Roman and Marlena used to be that girl. Because I think, especially if you come in around the time of the affair, or like even later, you don't really
know that Roman and Marlena were that shit. They quickly reminded me. Because that rescue was everything. I can't even lie. That might be a top five Rolena moment.
And it was just, there's a reason she was torn between the two of them. And I think that like all of that emotion and that connection that you saw between them in that moment reminded you why she was torn between the two of them and why she was so lost without him and why Roman and Marlena were what they were.
That was her home.
And it's an interesting dichotomy too, because that was a moment when all of her defenses were down. And when you look at the last moment they had before she went into the pit, where her defenses were very clearly up, when she gets out of the pit and she's completely defenseless and she just collapses into Roman's arms and can actually show Roman how much she truly needs him. Like, in a way, that's kind of what Roman needed to be reminded that she does still love him.
Yeah, for sure.
Good beginning, mid, middle, very good ending.
Yeah.
The pit gets one thumb up, no two, just one.
Yeah, I think the emotions at the end are what, like,
tied it together.
Yeah.
The emotions at the start and the emotions at the end, the fuckery in the middle.
You kind of forgot the whole premise of what you were watching for all the fuckery.
Yeah. But we focused so much on the pit part of this story because, to me, this is the foundation of what the affair comes out of.
Honestly, yes, but also you can very much tell they were filling it out. They didn't know where they wanted it to go.
Because I don't think the affair would have happened when it did, how it did, had the pit not happened.
Yeah, but also you can tell they were filling everything out for everyone. I don't know if it was because we were getting ready to do a big writer change or what, but you can tell that what we got in the affair wasn't going to truly happen until the pit ended. Because they were still chem testing John all around. Hell, they were even chem testing Roman with prototype Kristen cop lady.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that was weird. I didn't like that.
The one who ends up being on Lawrence Alamein's payroll.
I was not here for that in any way, shape, No.
But you can very much tell she was going to be Kristen before Kristen became a thing, because she was giving Stefano's secret daughter.
Yeah, she was yeah, something about her was giving shady boots before we knew exactly what it was.
Yeah, and then we did a wider swap, and James E. Reilly saw the material, was like, nah, not her. It can't be her. And then her Eileen Davidson was coming, was like, it's her. It's definitely going to be her. Like, you can tell there was a shift going on with Days. They didn't know where that was going to go.
And then they made a decision. And, you know, everybody says, like, XYZ happened and lives were changed. This is an actual story moment where lives were changed.
Yeah.
Because Marlena and John try to go back to being friends, but it proves more difficult than they thought. John gets to the point where he needs to leave Salem to keep himself from acting on his feelings for Marlena. Marlena cannot bear to see him leave, goes to the plane to say goodbye, and they give into their feelings while Roman is home waiting for her to celebrate their anniversary.
Okay, so we had to set this up. John and Marlena kept running into each other, and it was very obvious that they were going to bond. Whether it be at the old movie thingy, whatever that was.
Oh, the Marx Brothers thing.
Yes. Yeah. And then Jack and Jennifer. Well, Jack, well, Jennifer Devereaux.
Oh, the Jennifer Devereaux interview. Oh, my God.
They need to bring Jack and Jennifer back. Also, Jennifer maligned the hell out of them.
She really did. I said, dang.
Like, she went for the jugular. It was nasty. I would
She's
never
their friend.
Back. Exactly.
Is
I would
she?
Never went back. No, I don't think she is. Ain't no way you friends are Roman and Marlena's, and you did conducted that interview the way you did.
Like,
what if Roman was watching that? Did you care, Jen? Did
I
you
think care? He was watching that.
No, Marlena said that he did it, remember?
Oh, because for some reason, okay, I might be mixing it up with something else.
Yeah, she said he's not watching it and he has no plans to watch it.
Thank God.
Yeah, because had he watched, a confrontation would have happened soon after.
Yeah.
So after the Jack and Jennifer interview, and they've been talking about their feelings for about 45 minutes, Marlena goes to the pier in the most boss bitch ass trench coat and updo I've ever seen in my life. Oh my God, what a moment.
That was so good.
But John happens to find her through, what do they call it on Days now?
The psychic connection.
The soulmate connection.
Oh, doesn't that sound like an Electric Company song?
Right? It really does.
But through the psychic connection, they meet up at the pier. And John says, I'm still in love with you, Doc. What a moment. What a moment. One that was very pleasing to me in my Jelena fans career. What else happened in that pier scene? Because it was a lot. They was doing a lot of talking of the talk.
And it felt very much like they were trying to put closure on it, but you knew the closure wasn't going to work.
Yeah. I have no right to love you. where are we now? Where are we going with this? Because it went from nothing to a lot really, really, really quickly.
And I'm just going to say, this is where therapy would have helped everybody involved back when Roman first came home. Because if we had actually sat down and had honest conversations about all of these feelings, and these feelings were able to be dealt with,
we wouldn't be here.
We wouldn't be here. But y'all pushed it down, you repressed it, and now it's literally exploding into a passionate volcano.
I don't know, because my Jarlena fandom it's fuzzy around the 86, 87 era. Because I'm just not a big fan of 80s days. I have to really, I can't smoke before watching it. That's the real tea. But were they like this immensely passionate, or was this, what's the right word, magnified due to them pushing it down?
No, it was what I remember from when I watched that time. They, once everybody accepted that John was Roman, Roman and Marlena fit together, like it worked really, really well, and the chemistry was there from the beginning. But the crazy thing is, they didn't really get a whole lot of time to explore.
That's my thing. That's what I was like, for them to be this into it, they had to be very, very, very passionate for the year and a half they were together.
It wasn't even a year and a half. Like, it was, there was 6 months before, like, because he came in January, I think by like February.
Okay. I know that's a thing, but also, this is what happens when you Sora's characters. They had to make that time up, so it was much longer than what we saw.
Because in actuality, like, in August, she was in a coma for like a month. Then she gets out of the coma. That's when they have their big 1986 wedding. And then they literally only have 3 or 4 months together after that before she goes boom. So there is not a whole lot of time they actually have together. But I think for him, it may have been magnified because of the grief he felt when he lost her. And then I think for her, because they were so happy when she disappeared and then she was gone for so long, all she wanted was to get back to her family and what she thought her family was, which was him. So I think there were a lot of extenuating circumstances around them that magnified those feelings.
Why were they in nobody's therapy?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, which is... And considering that Marlena is,
thank you.
That will always like send me, because sis, I know you know.
They always say doctors make the worst patients. Apparently, it's true for psychologists too, or psychiatrists, I should say.
Because, whoo boy, I would came back. Nah, we gonna have to work this out with the impartial parity, because this ain't gonna work.
But the fact that Belle was conceived on the plane on Roman and Marlena's anniversary.
Woo, nasty work.
Nasty work. No, it's the fact that Marlena didn't even come home and shower that night. And still fucked Roman.
City girl. City girl behavior.
She had her a 2-for-1 special, child. It was a lot. I had to call Marlena some misogynistic words, and it was warranted, because, ooh, boy.
I feel like in that moment, she was trying to sort of...
save face, because how can you not sleep with your husband on your anniversary night after he just threw a surprise party for you?
Well, no, he didn't throw the party. I think he was surprised, too. I think, honestly, it was Sammy and Carrie that threw the party, if I remember correctly. But, I think
point
for
still
her,
stands.
I think for her, it was more of I did a trying to right the wrong, in a sense. I think she was hoping that connecting with Roman would undo the connection with John, and it didn't work.
Nasty work. That's all I can say on that. Whoo.
And then Marlena and John feel immense guilt but can't help themselves and give in one more time on the Titan conference room table, which Sammy witnesses changing the trajectory of her entire character.
Have you heard the story about Zen? She was what? How was that sexy?
Listen, only
She was gonna
John.
fuck him anyway, y'all.
Right. Only
She was
John
gonna
could.
fuck him anyway, because what about that says I got to fuck you right now? Right now.
Was so corny.
I would have been like, when the hell you became a philosopher, Major John Black? When did you go to liberal arts college? Nothing
What?
about that. Looking back, nothing about that scene says I have to make love to you right now. I need to be with you. Nothing screamed that. She was gonna fuck him anyway.
And I remember on one of your many rewatches of The Affair, you were rewatching the conference room scenes, particularly how aggressive they were, I guess you should
Oh,
say.
okay. Let me hold on. How did that even air, y'all? And it, no, before y'all say it was on Nightsense. No, the filthiest part picked up the next day. So at 1 o'clock in the morning, in the afternoon, while y'all was eating y'all lunch, y'all was seeing John Black talk Marlena through an orgasm. Do you feel this, Doc? Do you really feel it?
It was a mess.
Do
A
you feel this, Doc?
mess. How
We were meant to be together, and here's, oh God, it was
the Buddha conversation lead to that?
Right?
was just like, I don't remember this being so filthy during my first rewatch, or maybe I was just distracted. I don't know what. Even after Sammy closed the door, you still heard Marlena getting her nuts. It was a lot. I guess because those are like my grandparents. It didn't hit me right. But
Like,
they was going at it. They didn't even hear the door open. Because Sam
yeah.
opened that door wide as fuck. She didn't crack it. Her whole body was through the door, y'all.
Like the whole party is gone. Anybody could have walked in.
Let me ask you, if you're Sammy and you walk in on your mother screwing a man that is not your father, are you going to be as composed?
Boy, we going up. We going up. Nobody would have finished but me.
What did Mr. Big say? What the hell is going on?
Would open that door widest, but what the hell y'all doing?
So
Listen.
you would not have been so traumatized that you ran out of the room and said nothing
Trauma.
for
Oh, we
I'll
all
be
finna
traumatized
have
from my
trauma.
anger.
We all finna be traumatized up in here.
First off, okay, first I would have called out the fact that y'all low down fuckers demon take y'all clothes off. You're so nasty.
Have the spirit of Jack Abbott, and conference room chairs are finna be flying.
But now that scene was so filthy, we even saw John put it in.
Like, nah.
It was
Is
in there.
my ish like the scene is iconic and amazing for all of the reasons we all know. But my thing is, when Sammy saw them, why didn't Sammy confront them? It's the
This is
running
why
away for me.
we're picking holes in this mainly because we hear all the good things. Like it's an iconic moment, yes.
Yeah.
But nobody's saying the quiet parts aloud, and this is why we're here.
Like
It was a lot.
it's like, not to take anything away from it, but it's just like, nuck if you buck, 'cause no, we finna have this out right here, right now. I don't have it
Then I'm
in me.
15, 16 before I learned emotional regulation. Oh,
Yeah, like,
please.
oh, we're about to cause a scene.
Everybody would have came downstairs.
Then the fact that, like, Sammy's off, like, and then you come immediately off of this and go immediately into Carrie getting acid thrown on her
Wait, wait, wait,
face.
wait, hold on. Let's not talk about the fact that Roman literally could have walked in on them because
Almost
Sammy
did.
stopped Roman from walking in on them.
Like,
People don't talk about the fact that Roman was literally a millisecond away from seeing John inside of Marlena.
And the fact that this whole affair went an entire year from the point that conference room table happened, basically, to the reveal is insane. Because,
well, to be fair, John and Marlena stopped screwing around.
They completely did. That is true. They stopped. They said goodbye. They closed the door.
Like, but to be fair, if Sammy had not found out about that, only three people would have known, and they would have took that secret to the grave.
I feel like if not for Belle, things would have been a lot differently. Things would have been
No, because even when we'll get there when she finds out she's pregnant.
Well, we're about to get there. So pause, hold that thought for 5 seconds, Dylan. Marlena becomes pregnant and doesn't know who the father is. She gets a paternity test, but Sammy switches it. Marlena believes that the baby is Roman, but it's John's. John ends up delivering his own child, but doesn't know it.
Well, first things first, Belle almost got a balloon that said it's aborted, because Marlena was about to kill the fuck out that baby. And honestly, truly, even in my first rewatch, Marlena was an advocate to me. She was the main factor to me that made me yell women's rights and women's rights to choose. Because if any a time to say fuck these kids, that was one of them. If she had went through with that abortion, I don't think anybody could have been mad. Because that, it was so bad that she could not pinpoint at all who that father would be, because she literally slept with them the same night. If any other time, all that to say is, had she went through with that abortion, I don't want to hear, that would not have been a moment for anybody to be yelling about abortions or whatever have you. Anyways, next point. She didn't even get to tell anybody. Because remember, soon after leaving the abortion clinic, didn't she get into that accident that landed her into the hospital?
Yes. And then that's when they had the whole, like, everybody was freaking out about what kind of test to give her because she was pregnant.
Yeah, the MRI. And again, the before times are so weird, because they were talking about like MRIs and sonograms being new, and I'm just like,
Yeah, no, I literally, every time I watch that, I have to remember that it's not, that this is 1993, and in 1993 the radiation levels were probably a hell of a lot higher than they are now, so they probably were a lot more dangerous because of how they did them back then.
Innovation.
But it is insane. But I do think that her getting pregnant with Belle is probably what put the final nail on the affair portion of the story. Because I don't know that they would have been able to actually stop.
Hold on. Quick question. Did they find out she was pregnant before or after the hot springs?
I think after.
We didn't talk about the hot springs, but I think I've talked about it enough. We can go on.
Because, like, by the time she finds out she's pregnant, like, I think that's the moment for her where she's thinking for somebody else at this point. If she never got pregnant, I do wonder if the affair would have continued. At least until she found out that Sammy saw them.
Either or, if it continued or not, she would have ended up pregnant. Because, we don't see those at all on soaps anyways, but I ain't seen no kind of condom or birth control or anything going on there. Which is, I always find it wild when characters be like, I'm pregnant? I don't understand how I'm pregnant.
Well, right?
You're fucking raw, dear.
This is one of those storylines where, like I said earlier, people say everybody moved and lives were changed. The entire trajectory of the show was changed off of this affair because this affair is what gave us Sammy as the Sammy we know and love.
That's a stretch, but yes.
Okay,
I
maybe.
mean,
It's ho Go ahead, Dylan.
it is what it is. Like, had the conference room table never happened, it's a totally different Sammy Brady.
Sammy would still be John's number one cheerleader.
I don't know because
No, you
she was
forget
on the
what.
verge. She was on the verge of snapping when she found out that Austin was dating Carrie.
Yeah, but you remember how when Allie first started and Sammy first came in, how happy she was
Oh,
for like.
I'm not debating that. It's just I see a lot of other aspects that would have made Sammy snap aside from that moment.
That's the start of it, though, because remember the very first thing that she did, the very first line that she crossed, which we will talk about in part three coming soon, is kidnapping Belle.
Is it because she switched the paternity test?
True, but switching the paternity test and kidnapping Belle were the first lines that she crossed. Neither one of those had anything to do with Austin.
But also, I say that, or I say what I said because not only was she doing all that, that's when she started with her bulimia and the recovery and all that. So it was like, it's multiple other things to me personally that I feel like caused Sammy to snap and become Sammy.
I think it's weird. I always thought the bulimia was correlated to seeing John and Marlena, but in actuality,
No, it
that
was correlated to not being
Austin.
good enough compared to Carrie.
Yeah, there were a lot of issues there, and that was more so about Austin than anything else. But I do wonder if Sammy had not seen what she saw. Would she have taken it harshly that Austin didn't want to be with her? Like, would that have been as hard of a pill to swallow? Would she have gone to the lengths that she did if she wasn't already on the line crossing path? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like this is a situation of which came first, the chicken or the egg.
Dylan, what do you think?
I don't think she would have gone as far as she went because part of the reason she went as far as she went is because her foundation was gone.
Correct.
So if she still had that to rely on, I do think that. Like, yeah, she would have been a little like scheming scammer, but I don't think it would have gone
As far as
to
it
the
has, yeah.
lengths that it went to.
Well, I don't know. I feel like a lot of the core issue was the pretty girls get everything and everything they want. Carrie gets Austin, Marlena gets Roman and John. And what do I get? That's how it was coming out to me during this rewatch.
Right, but that one of those core things would not exist if the conference room table didn't happen. If she
Fair.
didn't know, if she didn't know about the affair, one of those touchstones that converted her into what she became is gone. And then you only have a sibling rivalry to deal with.
Fair. It's like I see it, but I see a lot of the other aspects as well.
Yeah, but this was so much fun to go back and like do a deep dive and actually get to discuss it.
Therapy for all.
Do you have any final thoughts on this whole story?
Nah, I think he summed it up. Everybody needed to be sitting in a circle talking about their feelings
And
because
one final thought. Roman got every right to be a better baby daddy at this point, looking back at this now, because John was all up in my face like Diddy in the 90s.
All up in the video.
Yeah, just all dancing, bopping, all that shit in my face. I done made you the godfather to this child, and it's yours. Nasty work.
To be fair, John didn't actually know.
Well, you didn't know, but you were still porking my wife.
Right, that part.
I don't care if you knew if the child was yours or not. You still was fucking my wife and knew it was a possibility and still in my face. Coming to my family's functions and shit all up in my house. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, like they put John and Roman in a really good place before it all went to hell. But we will discuss that all on part three coming soon.
The conclusion.
Yes.
The reveal.
And that is going to take us a little bit of time to digest because that's about 8 months worth of story. So that is coming, but it probably won't be coming until 2024.
Another thing, Marlena did not look pregnant until the beginning of October. So if you tried to look for these scenes and clip them, it's going to be hard because she does not look pregnant throughout the pregnancy.
At all. Like, I think she popped about a week before she gave birth.
Yeah, honestly.
It was two weeks. Oh, Marlena, you look so pregnant. And I'm just like, oh, stop lying.
Though, to be honest, this show is so hit or miss with fake baby bumps that I am completely fine with you not really looking that pregnant until you're about to give birth rather than you looking like
you're...
There was
no bump, Tony.
Rather
they just
than
put her in big coats and told us she was pregnant.
I would rather that than looking like you're giving birth, like you're about to give birth to a basketball and you're 3 months pregnant. But that's just me and my own personal taste.
At least give us something. Some indicator that you're pregnant instead of telling us. Because I was thinking, damn, Marlena was the first pillow baby.
Michael, do you have any final thoughts?
Therapy for all. None of this would have happened if people were in the counselor's chair.
Yeah.
Also,
that is...
Kim Brady not giving a single fuck about Roman and his feelings. Peak comedy.
She was so Team Marlena and Team John. It was kind of.
She just wanted everybody to be happy. But also, Kim was in a similar position, so she gets it. And if not for Cal being a loon, she would have been in the same predicament.
No, she wouldn't have, because Cal Winters is no Shane Donovan, and that's that on that.
I'm just saying, if he was a loon.
No, it doesn't matter. He's still not. No. No. No.
I'm just saying, I seen him as the preacher. He was preaching over there in Longview. And
yeah, Andrew Carpenter and Cal Winters are absolutely not the same character, and Dylan can attest to that, having seen both of them.
I'm just saying, I see the vision with him.
Then you need to get your eyes checked because your vision's off.
He got Cassie going crazy over there. I'm just saying.
Totally different character, trust me.
I have to see that.
Yeah, but you'll have to watch 1989 to actually understand what I'm talking about. And I don't see you doing that.
I heard that's the worst year.
It's got its good moments, but yeah, overall, it's definitely not good.
But that's my final thought.
And my final thought is this was a lot of fun. I love doing these little special storyline deep dives. And if you guys
even
have
though
any...
you don't have to watch them because you remember them.
True. Very true. My memory has blessed me with the ability to be able to recall everything from when I originally watched it. Though I am kind of reliving all of the stuff for part three as I'm clipping it. But if there are any story spotlights you would like us to take a look at, please sound off in the comments and let us know.
Ooh, I do have one more final thought that we didn't touch on. Sorry.
Go ahead.
D.A. Rebecca was clingy as fuck. I'm going to have to retract my statement that she didn't do that much. Looking back, sister was clingy. She was clingy as all hell. But one thing I did like about her, she kept her foot on Kristen's neck until she left town.
Vindication.
She did not let Kristen breathe, and I respect her for that.
I would just like the record to show
anyways,
I love you.
There was no record that burned in the Great Chicago Fire of 2021.
I told you. I love this song. All right, y'all, we will be back in a couple of weeks because we are taking the week off for Halloween. So we will be back in the beginning of November. Catch y'all then. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye. Happy Halloween.